Brenda Ehart created a community founded on the idea that it takes a village to raise a child. 14 years later, the village she built, Hope Meadows, is thriving and serving as a model for other communities. The winding street lined with mailboxes and houses with manicured lawns looks like many residential neighborhoods in the United States, but Hope Meadows is unique. The planned community has a special mission to support families who adopt children who might otherwise never have families of their own.
Sibling groups, older children, children with a lot of emotional problems. Those children would probably remain in the revolving door of foster care if it weren't for this program.
Brenda Krause Ehart designed Hope Meadows based on her research that showed that adoptions of these children, some of whom had been abused or neglected by their birth parents, often failed.
Our children have been in at least 4 different homes before they come to Hope Meadows, and some have been in 7 and 12 homes.
Ehart believed that if families who adopt these children live in a community together, with specially trained counselors to assist them, the families would be better able to survive the challenges that face them. In 1994, Ehart was offered housing at a former military base to establish her planned community about 200 kilometers south of Chicago in Rantoul, Illinois. But she was asked to fill more homes than she planned to. That's when she decided to bring retirees into the mix.
That idea of having the seniors there, giving them reduced rent in exchange for their providing service and support to the community, has really been the one thing that really has propelled this program and made it the success that it is. I do believe that if we would have closed within 3 years without the help of the senior citizens.
Instead, 14 years later, Hope Meadows and the 12 families who live there are thriving. There are even plans underway to replicate the community elsewhere, thanks to a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Ehart believes that within the next 2 years, other intergenerational communities will be popping up all over the U.S., as she puts it, and some, she says, will be addressing other social concerns.
We're beginning to work in other states with young mothers coming out of a drug treatment program. If they can go to a community where they can get affordable housing, where they can begin to have grandparents, maybe for the first time in their own lives, where they can get support as they go on to learn job skills, learn parenting skills. They can have support through these relationships as well as their children. We're doing the same thing in 2 states with young mothers coming out of our prison system. We may be able to do it even with youth coming out of juvenile justice systems.
Ehart, who is 64, grew up on a small dairy farm in the Midwestern U.S. She says values she learned from her hardworking parents, as much as her research into foster care, were guiding forces that helped shape Hope Meadows.
My parents certainly did not have very much money at all, but in troubled times, my parents were always there, always there. And my parents always sacrificed for the children. We were all first generation to go to college. And I think when I see children in a situation where they do not have that type of caring adult in their lives, I think I almost have a visceral reaction to it.
The 50 children who live in Hope Meadows, biological, adopted, and foster, have not only supportive parents, but also a whole community looking out for them, including approximately 60 seniors.
And the children are really, really supporting the elderly, stopping by to make sure they're okay, calling them to make sure they're okay, bringing in their paper so they don't have to get up out of their chair, walking their dog for them day and night sometimes when they're not able to do it. All kinds of everyday things that would otherwise be very difficult for the older adults.
Regardless of how old or how young we may be, we all want to be needed, says Brenda Ehart. At Hope Meadows, everyone is. It is a community of caring individuals on all levels.
In some ways, this is such common sense, and in some ways, it's the way we'd like to think, you know, this country could be.
With Brenda Ehart's guidance, it is becoming that way, one community at a time. Her work was recently honored with a $250,000 private award from the Heinz Family Foundation. I'm Susan Logue.